This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Emergency workers sifting through the mud and rubble of the flood disaster in Libya are still hopeful of finding survivors, the Red Cross chief in the country said Friday. At least 4,000 people are thought to have perished, but provisional figures vary enormously. The UNA chief, meanwhile, said the extent of the catastrophe was unclear, as Libya is divided between two rival authorities.
We're not there yet in Libya. We don't know the extent of the problem. The floods and the torrents and the destroyed buildings and the sludge still conceal the level of need and death.
Martin Griffiths, Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator, called the situation catastrophic. The United Nations launched an appeal for more than $71 million to respond to the most urgent needs of 250,000 people targeted out of the 884,000 people estimated to be in need. Libyan authorities are demanding an investigation into whether human failings are to blame for the massive death toll, Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
After barreling through the Mediterranean, the powerful Storm Daniel swept into eastern Libya at the weekend. It dumped so much rain that two dams collapsed in the hills south of Derna, unleashing a torrent that slammed into the city. But no one was alerted. The head of the World Meteorological Organization said on Thursday, a decade plus of political conflict had ruined Libya's weather service.
They could have issued the warnings and also the emergency management authorities would have been able to carry out evacuation.
Local researchers had also previously warned that the dams needed immediate and regular maintenance.
Reuters' Diane Tao. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected at the White House and on Capitol Hill in Washington next week as he visits the U.S. during the United Nations General Assembly. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky's trip comes as Congress is debating President Joe Biden's request to provide as much as $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine as it fights the Russian invasion. An administration official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the sensitive visit said Zelensky will meet with Biden at the White House next Thursday. The trip to the Capitol was confirmed by two congressional aides granted anonymity to discuss the plans. The visit was first reported, though, by Punch Bowl News. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin on Friday said no agreements have been signed during North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's ongoing visit to Russia amid concern in Washington the two countries could preparing an arms deal. Kim began his visit to Russia on Tuesday. At a meeting with President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday, the two leaders exchanged gifts of rifles, a choice seen as symbolic, giving Western concern. Putin talked up the prospect of greater cooperation with North Korea and said there was possibilities for military ties despite international sanctions on Pyongyang. Meanwhile, big auto strike in the United States as the United Auto Workers Union launched simultaneous strikes at three factories owned by General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler owner Stellantis on Friday, kicking off the most ambitious U.S. industrial labor action in decades. The walkouts at the Detroit 3 will halt production of the Ford Bronco, Jeep Wrangler, and Chevrolet Colorado pickup truck, along with other popular models. There could be some movement in the Hollywood writers' strike with an announcement that talks could resume next week, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The word comes from the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which says it reached out to the leaders of the Writers Guild of America, and the two sides agreed to restart negotiations next week. Screenwriters have been on strike since early May over issues including pay, job security, and regulations for the use of artificial intelligence. But there are no talks planned between the studios, production companies, and striking actors. California lawmakers have just voted to allow the striking entertainment workers to get unemployment benefits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.